Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
This is, as always, going to be a fascinating conversation about how social media in particular is taking over our lives and our heads and also our work. We all know about the distractions, don't we? Facebook, social media at work. Bosses are increasingly furious about it.
Absolutely. I mean, distraction isn't a new thing in the workplace, but we now really have a time of unprecedented distraction with so many inputs that we're being flooded with. So
yes.
Before you could have the telephone called or your colleague might walk past and distract you. Now we've got email, instant messaging, Facebook, Twitter, news feeds. They're all flooding us with information, and to stay focused on one task is more difficult than ever before.
Yeah, and we're being interrupted more and more, aren't we?
Absolutely. So it's really difficult for us to choose one thing to do and just stick with that undistracted. But the problem for that is that every time we are interrupted from our train of thought, scientists tell us that it takes 30 minutes to return to the state of concentration we were at before we were interrupted.
Yeah.
So the consequences are big, and the math has been done. So for all the distractions that take place in the workplace each year, it averages out to about $10,000 per worker in lost productivity.
It's a lot,
for all those interruptions from email. And
while you're
else.
Talking, I'm being distracted by Facebook.
Have
we're
we
up
got
to 499 now. So we'll tip 500, I reckon, by the time we finish talking to you.
Absolutely.
Now, you have my 100% attention. It's forcing us to multitask more. Are we able to do that more than we have in the past because we're needing to?
I think we thought that we could at one stage, and we thought that it was actually one way of being more productive. You know, I'll listen to music, I'll check my Facebook page, and I'll work on this report at the same time. But increasingly, we're finding that as we spend more time doing lots of different things, we do each thing poorly. So interestingly, some research that's come out in the last little while, that for students who do their homework and Facebook at the same time, their grades are 20% lower than those students who just do their homework without any other distractions.
Yeah.
So that speaks for itself, I think, in terms of the value of multitasking.
We're up to 500.
The rate we're going, we're going to be over 1,000.
Sorry, I keep being distracted. Well done, guys. This is great. Let's kick it up to 600. How long does it take after we've got all these interruptions for us to return to the task at hand? Now, that's an interesting issue, isn't it?
Yeah, so, I mean, the research is saying it takes about 30 minutes to return to that full state of concentration that we had before. But, again, it's different for different people. And the challenge is, again, to find 30 minutes of space where you are uninterrupted.
Yeah.
Because as the email ding keeps coming through, we turn our attention from whatever we were looking at to see what is what that ding represents. And it's interesting, you know, the psychologists look at that email ding, and they say that there's something that's going on in our brain, that the ding says this is important, this is urgent, you've got to look at it straight away. And we're forced to turn our attention from whatever it is that we're doing, which is very often far more important than what the email is about.
It's probably worthy of another long chat about what it's actually doing to our brains.
Absolutely.
I know there's a guy called Richard Restack, who I've quoted in the past. His book is, from memory, how the modern era is rewiring your mind. And he says the changes in our brain are more than anything else that's happened over the last 200,000 years. So cop that. One of the issues that flows from all of this, and lots is said about this in education, in church especially, our attention spans are massively contracting, aren't they?
Absolutely. It's all due to, I guess, the time we spend looking at screens. I was reading some quotes from pastors during the week. They were talking about different ways of doing church services, and they were saying, how long do you aim to run your sermons for each week? And a number of them were saying, oh, we aim for no more than 15 minutes because people simply can't concentrate for longer than that.
And sermons have got to be more visual, haven't they?
Absolutely. Yes. So everyone's trying to do the PowerPoint and the videos and everything else because they feel that without that stimulation, people simply aren't going to be able to concentrate.
Tell us about the amount of data that's careering into our heads.
Well,
that's an amazing figure.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to be sitting down in a chair to really start to digest this, but Eric Schmidt from Google has explained that from the beginning of time until 2003, the human race created 5 exabytes of data.
Okay, 5 exabytes. Yep. That's a new one.
Whatever exabytes means, we've created five of them between the beginning of time in 2003.
Okay.
Now we are creating that amount of data every 2 days. So it's just phenomenal how much information is being created on a constant, every single day.
Yeah. And as we talked a couple of weeks ago, the number of, say, tweets that are happening, roaring across the planet per second. Mm. Barack Obama announcing Osama bin Laden's death, 4,000 tweets per second.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a data deluge. So there's a lot of research that's going on at the moment about just how we're able to physically and mentally cope with the amount of stimulation that we're constantly exposed to. We've got so much information that is coming our way. We often just don't know what to do with it.
There's one guy who's tweeting the whole Bible.
There is.
Yeah, but you can only do 140 characters at a time.
It's going to take him a while. His goal is to do the whole Bible. He'll finish off in 2013. He's doing a chapter per day. So if you want to follow him, he's on twitter.com/Bible summary. Okay. And so he kicked off Genesis 1. God created the heavens, the earth, and everything. He made humankind in his image and gave them charge over the earth. And so he's up to 1 Kings now. It's going to get a little bit tricky, I think, as it gets to some chapters of the Bible.
What a task. Steve Krieger, thank you so much for coming in tonight. It's great to talk with you always. You've clearly been an inspiration to our listening audience because we're up to 506.
Oh, fantastic.
So we're going off here on Open House tonight. Steve, see you soon.
See you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.